This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
One of the great traditions of summer holidays in Australia is beach missions. You might have been on one yourself. They're those famous family camps run by Scripture Union all up and down the Aussie coastline, where Christians camp together and run family activities for locals and holidaymakers and share the good news of Jesus. Now, a lot of beach missions kick off just after Christmas, and so when these fires started to threaten the south coast, I wondered how their teams were faring. And so on the line now to give us an update is Simon Flinders from Scripture Union New South Wales. Simon, welcome.
Thanks, Claire.
Thanks very much for stepping in. Your CEO, Glenn, was due to chat to us, but Simon, I believe he's just been swamped with this emergency situation.
Yeah, he's a bit run off his feet and pretty tired, and he's getting a lot of sleep at the moment, but he's been very busy the last few days, yeah.
Now, first, just a quick background for those who aren't familiar with beach missions. Can you give us, I guess, the elevator pitch summary of what they are?
Yeah, sure. Your introduction was a great description of what we're trying to do. Basically, our missions are residential communities of Christians who plonk themselves at various spots along the coastline and a few places inland, usually over this period between Christmas and New Year, but some of the missions run into January. We have about 40-odd of them that run in various places around New South Wales. And these residential communities of Christians take up a spot somewhere, often in a caravan park, for 7 to 12 days, depending on the length of the mission, and run a bunch of programs that are aimed at connecting with families and young people and children with the hope of opening the Bible with them and sharing with them the great hope that we have in Christ.
I was actually on a team for a couple of years way back in my 20s.
So, wonderful. Yeah, me too.
They've been going for decades, haven't they?
They have, yeah, for many, many decades. Like you, I was part of the mission team myself for many, many years. And I think a lot of Christians in our churches around New South Wales have probably come into contact with mission or been on a team themselves at some point. It's a wonderful ministry.
Now, let's talk about the immediate bushfire situation. How many teams or how many people do you have on camps right now that have been affected, I guess, particularly on the New South Wales south coast?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, the teams of most concern for us over the last few days are our sort of teams in and around the Shoalhaven region, basically sort of south of the Shoalhaven River. That's obviously been a very significant kind of fire emergency in a lot of those places. We've probably had sort of 7 or 8 teams who've been affected to varying degrees in that space over the last few days.
Okay. And is everybody safe? Has everyone that's affected been able to get to safety?
Yes, they have. We're very, very thankful to God that our teams have all been kept wonderfully safe, even in some pretty difficult situations. Over the last couple of days, we made the decision to basically evacuate all the teams that are south of the Shoalhaven River. So they've now all finished up and have headed back home to Sydney or wherever they live. So there are no longer any teams in that region continuing their ministry. Obviously, it's a regrettable decision from our point of view to have to finish early, but for the safety of the team members and just for the sake of the kind of emergency efforts that are happening in those places, we felt like was the best thing to do to pull people out. And so they're all safe and sound now.
That's good news. Yeah. Knowing what Christian mission teams are like, they're the kind of people who roll up their sleeves and help people in need. So have you heard some stories of the kind of things they've unexpectedly found themselves doing over the past week?
Yes, we have. We're still hearing some of those stories. One of the things that's been difficult for us over the last few days is communication with the teams, especially in some of these regions where mobile phone services went down, were very limited or impossible at certain points. So we're looking forward to hearing more of those stories in the days ahead. But yeah, it's certainly the case that our teams haven't just been looking after themselves, but have been looking for ways to care for the people around them in the face of these fires and to serve the communities that they've been a part of. Like I say, we expect to hear a lot more stories of how God's used that in the days to come.
Leading into this summer, we knew that there was a big bushfire risk in lots of parts of Australia. Did you have any sense that some missions might have to be altered? And I guess what does also this experience mean for beach missions moving forward?
Yeah, great. Thanks. We did obviously have a strong sense that this was going to be a significant fire season. All our teams have to put together risk management plans before they go every year. But this year in particular, we asked all of our teams to have a bushfire plan, which had to be signed off by our sort of head office and our risk management officer. So the teams were well prepared for this kind of eventuality. And we're, you know, really grateful for the way team directors have followed those plans and communicated well with our emergency response team, which we have servicing the teams as well. So from our point of view, that process has been a good one. But no doubt there are good things for us to learn from this year. And it probably has been, you know, more serious in parts than, you know, we could have imagined. And so there will be things for us to go away and think about how we can improve those processes and those plans for future years too.
And Simon, just lastly, who should we be praying for now and what would you like us to be praying for?
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, like every other Christian in New South Wales, our prayers are particularly with those in the affected communities and those firefighters and others who are continuing to battle these blazes. So that's our primary prayer, I guess, that God would give strength to them and help to those who are grieving and who've lost loved ones and property. But yeah, no doubt it's a good thing to pray as well for our mission team members who've in some cases had, you know, scary experiences and who will need to recover from those. Yeah, you can pray for our Scripture Union leaders as they debrief people and help them through kind of just processing what they've experienced as well. But definitely in the immediate days ahead, our main prayers are with those still in these locations who are fighting the fires.
Mm. Well, Simon, thanks very much for your time. Our hearts and prayers go out to you and all your teams. And
thank you, Claire.
Glad to hear that everyone is safe and well.
They are, yeah. We appreciate your interest and your listeners' concerns. Thanks.
That's great. Yeah, that's Simon Flinders. He's a spokesperson for Scripture Union New South Wales.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.